Another episode from the Open Science Barcamp, or Barcamp Open Science Radio here again, Konrad. And with me is Eschebet and Ulrike. And we had a session, was this pronounced correctly? Not yet. Okay, well, that's that will be fixed in a second. So maybe the two of you can quickly introduce yourself, what are you doing, and maybe a little bit of background.
Hello, everyone. My name is Eschebet Tocifra, but I'm just co-moderating or visiting this session. Actually, the idea is coming from my colleague, Ulrike. For myself, I'm working for the European Research Infrastructure dedicated to digital arts and humanities. We are called DARIA, and I'm working for the European umbrella organization, DARIA EU. I'm their open science officer, so I'm fortunate enough to work on making humanities research more open every single day.
Great, thank you. Ulrike.
Yeah, hi, I'm Ulrike Wuttke from the University of Applied Sciences in Potsdam, and I teach there, and I work there also at the moment for a project called Research Data Management Organizer. That's a tool to organize your research data management, and I have pitched this session here with the very long title, Concrete Steps Towards Fair Data as a Prerequisite for Open Scholarship in the Arts and Humanities. And Eschebet was so nice to join me for this session.
So what was your expectation of that, and what came out of it?
My expectation was to collect really concrete steps, because I thought we are always talking about the FAIR data principles, and maybe we already had enough of it, and now we have to collect best practices to how to implement them. And the session went quite surprising for me, that we actually started with questioning the FAIR principles at all. And so we had a very lively discussion, and it was very nice that we were not only humanists in the room, but we had also people joining us from software engineering and from astrophysics and so other communities. And that very much sparked interdisciplinary discourse. There was one point where it came like, but of course, open science is the way to do it, and why are we discussing it in 2020? And why are humanities so special? And I think a good takeaway from the session was that we have a divide in the humanities, or let's say like a scale. We have very digital enabled humanities until humanities that are working more with qualitative research, so they are not so much digital yet. But I think we discussed in a very positive way of enabling communities, sharing with them new research methods, sharing ideas of maybe working more with digital methods, maybe learning to code, offering services, offering support, and to not leave communities in the arts and humanities behind, but to share ideas of new ways of doing research, working with data, publishing data, and also new ways of communicating with and about data.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add?
I can fully agree with Ulrike. I expected to some extent this sense of controversy. I think it's an interesting question how much the scientific communities at large, if we can make such generalization at all, agree with the basic principles of the FAIR in terms of findability, accessibility, interoperability, reusability that are getting crystallized in the famous or infamous FAIR acronym. Those principles are quite shared across the communities, but the term itself, especially as it was getting contextualized as a policy tool or as a quality assessment tool, is getting much more controversial across the scholarly communities, especially maybe in the humanities, but I expect in other communities as well. And the question is, how to make whether staying on the level of this acronym is really enough to define our data management agendas for the future, or is it too superficial? This is one of the questions. And even more generally, how we can make sense of this acronym, superficial or not, in the individual disciplinary research realities. So I think we can all agree in each and every case, we have to start out from the individual, like from the episteme, from the epistemic, concrete epistemic cultures of the researchers. And I think if we manage to accommodate the challenges they are facing, access to cultural heritage, the many standards in the humanities, uncertainties around licensing and the like. So if we manage to accommodate all these problems that are way much older than the FAIR principles in the FAIR agendas, then we are doing the right thing.
Okay, as we're running a little bit out of time, some final words.
Yeah, my final words would be, please, that's my quote to all research funders and research institutions, don't leave the researchers alone with those very, very big questions. Please also invest into sustainable support infrastructures for research, data management and research data sharing and everything. So add a little bit extra to that we can do this work and this change together.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. And we have to hurry up. Next session is ongoing in a minute, basically. And maybe next year we can do the one where it's getting more concrete and more hands-on or something like this. Okay, thank you so much.
Sounds very good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.